Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosted U.S.-led coalition troops on Wednesday. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties. The rocket struck the Ain al-Assad air base in Anbar province. Iraqi security forces are leading an investigation into the attack and that they had found the launch pad used for the missiles. President Biden on Tuesday said he is withdrawing Neera Tanden's nomination to be White House budget director. Biden said it was Tanden's idea to drop out. Texas is ending COVID restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
Val Dior reporting. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One lawmaker wants to add more taxes to the wealthiest of Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
If you want to, you reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we reduce the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
There will be 14 spring training baseball games today starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The United States has imposed economic sanctions to punish Russia for using a military-grade nerve agent in the attempted assassination of a Kremlin critic. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Political opposition leader Alexei Navalny was critical of the corruption in Moscow and was poisoned in August. Now the U.S. has placed economic sanctions on 7 senior Russian officials for their involvement. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We announced these actions today to make clear that with the poisoning, the attempted assassination of Mr. Navalny, with his continued imprisonment that is politically motivated, with the, in some cases, brutal treatment of his supporters who took to the streets to exercise the very rights that are granted to them under Russia's own constitution, that is not something that the United States will abide.
The European Union also sanctioned Russia on Tuesday. Anyone up for a cruise around the moon? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that 8 members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select 8 people from around the world to join the 6-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th.
Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you. Wednesday already? Hump day. All right. We're right in the middle of it all. Another day that the Lord has made, something to rejoice and be glad in. Really, it is. And always glad to rejoice in Jim Dennison with us whenever the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, podcaster, joins us. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited to talk about St. Patty's Day. Happens to be, the day after a noted birthday between you and me. But St. Patty's Day is really a real special day. But it's kind of amazing how, as you write about, how luck has been associated with this man of God. And, you know, and what the Bible has to say about luck.
Well, first of all, Bill, I wasn't aware that March 16th needed to be the holiday that clearly it needs to be. So we'll work on that. We'll see what progress we can make.
It's Mexican St. Patty's Day.
Oh, there you go.
we're
an article.
We're diverse here, you know. That's
there you go.
Exactly.
There you go. Want to be inclusive, which is awesome, actually. So, you know, yeah, really kind of a fascinating story. We think of St. Patrick, obviously, in terms of luck of the Irish, all that. But when I got into it, getting ready for it, I discovered he's really the missionary for our day. He's the missionary we need. So quick story is that he grows up in England. He's captured. He's enslaved in Ireland at the age of 16. He comes to faith in Christ. 6 years later, he's able to escape back to England, but God gives him a burden for the Irish people. Spends 7 years in Bible study, goes back as a missionary, founds 200 churches, wins 100,000 Irish to Christ, withstands 12 attacks on his life, dies on March 17th, which is why St. Patrick's Day is March 17th. Mm-hmm. And from then till now, he's the indication to us. We need to be missionaries where we are with right. The people we're called to serve. I think that applies to our culture. As we're in such an anti-Christian, post-Christian moment in our culture, we need to be like St. Patrick, looking for ways we can take God's love where we find ourselves.
And, you know, Jim, when you think about it, here he is. He goes back to a country that wanted him dead. I mean, he really, you talk about having a true heart of Christ and a servant's heart that he had. Wow. I mean, it is amazing. And, of course, you know, his love of God and his ministry is renowned. One of my daily prayers is St. Patrick's breastplate. That has touched me, and it's been a repeated prayer, I think, now for the last 2 years, you know, for myself. And I've expanded. I think you and I have talked about it, is I've added to it as God has revealed certain points as you pray different aspects of the breastplate.
And as you do that, it's really kind of a version of the spiritual armor, isn't it?
It is.
As we're praying and learning from this man of God who really lived with such humility, that's part of what really impressed me. And his confessions, for instance, he wrote, "I'm greatly a debtor to God who has bestowed his grace so largely upon me that multitudes were born again to God through me. I'd be taking credit. I'd be saying, look at what I did as this missionary to the Irish." He's saying, God bestowed his grace upon me, the multitudes were born again to God through me. That's the right way to look at it, is not what I did, but what God did through me. That's all that really matters.
What always impresses me with men of God like this, I mean, it shows that they have a connection with what I call the throne room of God and the revelatory word of God. Is God depositing, you know, you can say it anointing, but a sense of deposit that goes into their very spirit that allows them to see things, you know, from a spiritual and an eternal perspective. And when you hear that language, I'll tell you, Jim, it goosebumps me. It stops me in my tracks. It causes me to meditate and pause and praise God, you know, for that, you know, for that opportunity to even hear it, whether it's from God himself or somebody else who is godly that has spent time. And this isn't something you do casually. I mean, this is an intentional time that has set aside to say, I'm going to honor God. God, it's me and you. You know, talk to me. You know, your servant is listening.
That's it. You know, I've discovered over the years that the closer you are to God, the further away you realize you are. When you see yourself in light of him, you're Isaiah saying, woe is me, or Jeremiah saying, I'm only a man, or Peter saying, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Years ago, Bill had the opportunity to be with Billy Graham. It's kind of a modern-day St. Patrick. We were inviting him to come to the Dallas area to do a crusade or a Metroplex mission. So after I made the pitch to him about what we were doing, he asked, well, why do you need me to come? I thought he was asking, why do we need to have a Metroplex mission and a crusade? So I got into the stats and all that. But then he said, no, what I mean is, why do you need someone of my age to come? How would I be relevant to your culture today? Think of the humility of a man who has won more people to Jesus than anyone in human history,
yes,
asking, can God still use me? He prayed about it for 6 weeks before he accepted the invitation because he was that humble and that submitted. I get goosebumps right now just thinking about it.
Well, I'll tell you, my experience, and I was talking with his grandson this past Monday because they're replaying An Extraordinary Life, which is the story of Dr. Billy Graham, as you know, and it's on Amazon Prime. And we were talking, you know, some stories, and I was privileged to be part of the crusade in Southern California in the mid-80s. Will was just a little whippersnapper. In fact, he shared a story about how, you know, his granddaddy. He goes, my granddaddy was there with a bunch of men, and I just ran in. I just couldn't help myself. And my granddaddy, being who he is, he just loved on me. And, you know, it was just a real precious moment in memory that Will had shared with us. And the thing for me, I happened to see Dr. Graham was in a meeting, and we were on the perimeter of this meeting. And he happened to be with another religious figure who was very popular in Los Angeles at the time. And it's not to say anything about the other figure. It's only to speak of what you just said about Billy Graham's humility. His humility was so obvious. It was stunning. I just couldn't believe it, and I just said, oh God, I'm so glad I could see this, because it taught me so much just in observation of Billy Graham. And I'm sure you felt the same way when you met with him.
I did. I sensed the holiness in his presence. I sensed the awesomeness of God's anointing on his life. Years ago, someone said to me, God will not do for you what you try to do for yourself.
Yes.
I can't convert souls. I can't save souls. I can't convict sinners. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. If I'll stay yielded and humbled like he was and St. Patrick was, God can use me. If I try to do God's work for God, we both lose, don't we?
Without a doubt. And I don't want people to misunderstand here, and I know that's your heart as well. It's not like we all have to be Billy Graham's, because that's not the case. I mean, but we could be like Billy Graham in terms of being so focused and committed. He made a promise to God early on. Said, God, if you'll do this, I'll do this. I'll surrender myself. And God was faithful to his promise. And Billy Graham, I would say, you know, was faithful to his, from my observation. And God blessed him and blessed everybody else in that ministry that he touched around the world. Amazing, Jim Dennison.
It truly was and still is. How God still uses what he did even then, even still today.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that voice that is so recognizable. Oh, my gosh, you hear it from miles. I mean, it's just so touching. The other thing, you know, that was interesting, because, you know, in Southern California at that time, and this was driving Dr. Graham a little bit nuts, is that the people in Southern California, when people had come forward to accept Christ, they applauded, they clapped. This was really tough on him. He didn't understand why people were applauding. But he finally, by the end of the 10 days, finally began to accept people's expression. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jim Dennison after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Three most powerful words in the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, what it points to, and it really connects when you really stop to think about it, is the Founding Fathers, they understood that, you know, in a way, I think, Jim Dennison, they may have thought about it and said, you know, if God was going to, God himself was going to write up a Constitution, who would be in that position of power and responsibility? Would it be leaders? Would it be kings? Would it be a despot? Or would it be the every man and woman? What kind of government would be created if we let the people, you know, be in their position of responsibility as designed by God? And let's give that experiment a shot. All the other experiments have been tried, but you know, not since Israel in a bit, when God was their king and still is their king, whether they want to acknowledge that or not. But still, here was the opportunity, and amazing, you know, what they were able to come up with. As you know, the one lady had was famous for asking Benjamin Franklin, okay, so what kind of government do we have? And you know, a republic, if we can keep it, right?
And that's where we are today, isn't it? We still have that privilege and opportunity. That's why when people ask me, is America a Christian nation? One of the things I want to say as well, there's without question a Judeo-Christian worldview that's behind the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. The statement, all men are created equal, could come right out of the Bible.
Exactly. I mean,
when the Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The Bible says, all of us are created in the image of God. The Bible says, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. We're all Abraham's seed, heirs according to the covenant. So this idea that we ought to be able to govern each other rather than having some king or some outside group and all of that is so motivated by the biblical worldview. And that's what I think is one of the reasons God's been able to bless our country, because our nation's been able to be blessed. We've been in position to be blessed because we're aligned with God's love for each and every one of us.
Well, it is a manifestation in a sense of the Abrahamic blessing, is it not?
Absolutely true. When God wanted in Genesis 12, through Abraham, he wanted to bless all nations. I can tell you, having been to Israel more than 30 times over the years, that even though a great deal of those that live in Israel are no longer practicing a Judaic kind of faith at all, there's nonetheless an impulse there of a desire to bless the nations, a desire to bless others. You see it in their technology and the way they export that. You've seen it recently with the coronavirus vaccine programs that they've in many ways initiated and authored for the sake of the rest of the world. There is this sense that through this tiny nation, God still is blessing the nations of the world. And I think we're seeing it still today.
Without a doubt. You know, I was so amazed when I went. And the next time you go, I'm gonna carry your luggage. I've got to hang with you. I mean, it would be such a privilege to be able just to, you know, be around and to hear the conversation and stuff. But what amazed me, Jim, when I went there was to see agriculturally what they were able to do. I mean, the innovation in that. And, of course, you know, all the neighboring nations and the Arabs around, they wanted nothing. It's just desert. It's worthless in the whole deal. Oh, but for God, huh?
And you watch it, and it's exactly what you see. You see the eucalyptus trees everywhere, for instance. Well, those were swamps that nobody wanted, so they planted eucalyptus trees because they would drain the swamps. Then you go out toward the Dead Sea, and you're in the Judean wilderness, and it's just nothing but a desert. Then you look, and over here is an orchard, and over here is a grove, and they've learned how to recycle that Dead Sea salt content and turn it into water they can use to irrigate, and it's really astonishing.
Yes,
it
exactly.
It was done with a land no bigger than New Jersey, and turned it into something that blesses the nations.
And then look what happens in the recent find in the last couple of years, the energy that they found that is just driving Russia nuts and some of these other countries that want claim to a natural resource that God, you know, kind of like Abraham when he was on the mount to sacrifice his son. You know, God provided, opened up the eyes of the Jewish people there, and here they find this, you know, this pot, you know, if I can say a pot of gold, you know, just a rich oil, not oil, but a natural gas resource that's there. I mean, worth billions and billions of dollars. They're saying it's endless.
No, yeah, exactly. That used to be the old joke, is that as Moses is wandering the wilderness, God led him to the one piece of land in all of the Middle East that had no gas or oil. That was the joke. Why, God, why did you do this? Well, it turned out he didn't. turned out, as you say, right off the coast. It's one of the largest natural gas discoveries yet made. They're already going to enable Israel to be energy sufficient itself and to be able to be a net energy exporter to the larger nations of the world. Yet another way, God is using a tiny nation to change the world.
And some have suggested, Jim, that, you know, we know from the book of Revelations that hooks will be put into those opposing forces and that the prosperity of Israel and certainly what happened with the natural with the discovery of the natural gas and that that's a potential hook that will draw the ones from the north down into Israel.
That's one way to read that. Absolutely is. Over the centuries and over recent decades, there have been various ways to look at how this could be done in that context. Another way has to do with water, because that's such an enormous need, obviously, in the Middle East. And they're building right now a pipeline that would allow them to take water, fresh water, and be able to use that and be able to export that around the country and the cultures as well. And so a variety of ways to do that. What I do know is that God is still on his throne. What I know is that God's purposes are never defeated, and I would never bet against Israel. That would be the point I would make to the nation.
Without a doubt. I mean, he's still blessing. I mean, when you sit there and you just consider the innovation that comes, I mean, how do you take credit for it? How do you not acknowledge the hand of God to come up with this innovation and the ideas? I mean, to me, it's just astounding.
It is. The military history, 1948, 1967, 1973, they should have lost all those wars. They should have lost the war for independence. They should have lost the Six Day. They should have lost Yom Kippur. You're over there. One of our drivers was a tank driver in 1973. And he says it was nothing but a miracle that the Syrian forces turned around when they did in 73, when they could have taken all of the northern of Israel and then moved into the south. And so you just see the history of it. And you sense God is still on his throne. He is still King of Kings. He's still Lord of Lords.
Amen. Well, thank you for, you know, taking me to Israel for just a moment and remembering, you know, some sweet memories. And I would say for anybody who has not made the journey to Israel, boy, you know, they talk about how the Bible and the Word of God comes to life as a result of that journey. It's true. It is really too true. And it is a forever blessing. And highly recommend that you do whatever you can to get to Israel, check it out for yourself, get on a good tour, and the people that know what they're doing. And anytime, if you can get on a tour with Dr. Jim Dennison, I'm plugging something. I don't even know if anything's planned here, but you know, it's just it's such an advantage, especially when somebody who's already been there has the biblical history, and then bring it to life, because you're right there and you're seeing it in person. I mean, it is amazing. It'll be a blessing.
Well, Bill, thank you for that. We actually have 7 trips over the next 2 years. MikeFanning.com is the website. He's the guy that organizes all our tours. MikeFanning, FANNING.com. And people can find out about our tours. But whether it's us or somebody else, I completely agree. It turns black and white into color, 2D into 3D. You're living your faith when you go to Israel.
Without a doubt. And, of course, the information is at the Dennison Forum website, too, right?
That's right.
Okay, so check it out. The website, go ahead and tell them, is it DennisonForum.com?
DennisonForum.org, actually.
.org, okay.
There as well. You bet.
Okay,
that's
well, great.
They can get the daily article and all our other content as well.
Well, we've got about a little over a minute here, so let's start where we finish where we began, and that is St. Paddy's Day, you know, just around the corner. You know, there's it is so rich with history, and outside of some of the rewrite of St. Patrick and what he's all about, I mean, here is this incredible man of God who is guilty for pursuing God with all his heart, mind, and soul, right?
He was, and he was a missionary to his culture. That's the lesson for us. We can be missionary to our own Ireland, as it were. Where you are is God's assignment to you today.
You know, Jim, and you think about, you know, our own culture. How many cultures? I mean, America is a crossroad of cultures. I think I shared with you one time at our church, the senior pastor took a count, and in a, you know, relatively small, I think it was about a 1,500 people sanctuary, there were over 200 cultures represented in that sanctuary.
God's brought the nations to us, and now we can disciple the nations right where we are if we will.
Dr. Jim Zennison, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Thank you, Jim. Take care. God bless.
This is sponsored by IBM. 10 historically black colleges and universities are joining the IBM HBCU Quantum Center, a first-of-its-kind quantum education and research initiative aimed at driving diversity and inclusivity in the quantum workforce. The center is designed to prepare and develop talent at HBCUs from all STEM disciplines for the quantum future. Dr. Kayla Lee, Growth Product Manager, Community Partnerships at IBM Quantum.
IBM's goal with this Quantum Center is to provide underrepresented institutions and students with access to IBM quantum computers via the cloud, educational support for students learning to use Qiskit open source software, and funding for undergraduate and graduate research.
Howard University, which serves as administrative lead of the center, will work directly with IBM and a network of 23 HBCUs to provide cross-institutional support. Quantum computing will benefit greatly from a diverse community of researchers, developers, and businesses that can help advance the technology and identify commercial applications. Visit IBM.com/quantum-computing.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosted U.S.-led coalition troops on Wednesday. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties. The rockets struck the Ain al-Assad air base in Anbar province. Iraqi security forces are leading an investigation into the attack and that they had found the launch pad used for the missiles. President Biden on Tuesday said he is withdrawing Neera Tanden's nomination to be White House budget director. Biden said it was Tanden's idea to drop out. Texas is ending COVID restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
Val Dior reporting. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
There's that proverbial pronoun, we, okay? The onus is on us. I mean, by virtue of our own constitution, says we the people. It really, in itself, is a command that we have the government that we deserve because of our participation or lack thereof. And I believe that we are beginning to learn, as I share with my kids all the time, experience defines preference, that we're in, when we are disconnected, the ruling elites, there's just the nature of man is such, is that it will take over, and then the people begin to get oppressed. And this is what we're starting to see happening in our country today. Our liberties are being infringed upon. Constitutional rights are being trampled. But look at, if we the people do not take a stand and push back, then this is only the beginning of a road that we do not want to be on. Well, the first 2 months of 2021, let me say, saw that 45 law enforcement officers were shot, 11 fatally, according to a recent report. This is what anti-police sentiment will do and the consequences that it will deliver. Now, it's quite interesting that you have now Democrats are waking up to the idea that, you know, there is a cost for reckless rhetoric. And, you know, the things that we're dealing with in our country is a result of this, the very loose language and aggressive language. I say loose because it comes out rather irresponsibly. Dr. John Lott joins us now, and it's always an honor to have the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center with us. John, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, doing great. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, John, let's talk about the relationship between crime and gun ownership. Put that in perspective for our audience, if you would.
Oh, sure. Look, just as you can make it risky for criminals to go and commit crimes with higher arrest rates or higher conviction rates, the fact that would-be victims might be able to go and defend themselves also makes it riskier for criminals to go and commit crimes. I was listening to your intro there. You know, it's pretty easy to go and figure out why we had the increase in violent crime last year. You had situations where prisons and jails were releasing any place between a quarter or even more than half of the inmates that were there. You had police being ordered to stand down and not being allowed to go and do their jobs. You had prosecutors in major cities across the country who were refusing to go and prosecute criminals, even ones that had done really horrific, violent crimes. You know, it's kind of a perfect blend there.
John, let me finish this a little bit, too, because I want to bring this back in again, lest we forget the rhetoric that was the political rhetoric that was spewed out into the political bloodstream. I mean, it was very dangerous. I mean, you got Cory Booker, you know, saying things, you know, that were very negative and mean-spirited. You know, Maxine Waters. I mean, Kamala Harris. All. I mean, these are leaders. These are elected leaders of our country that have participated, and here they are outraged because there was some. It's interesting how they conveniently categorize some of these things. What they say and how they participated had no meaning whatsoever. But yet, you know, the president gives a speech on January 6th, and he's charged with insurrection. How do you square up that one?
Well, you can't square it up easily. I mean, it just you had Kamala Harris raising bail money for violent criminals to have them go and be released and go and do violence again. You know, there's one comment you were making in the intro that I wanted to address, and that is you were saying some Democrats were waking up to the implications of their statements with regard to the police. You know, I have to say it almost seems very convenient when they went to go and create opposition to Trump. They go and allow all sorts of violence that destroys cities, destroys jobs, destroys businesses that are there. But now that they control everything, you know, they start to talk about, well, maybe we shouldn't completely defund the police or we should, you know, make other changes. And it's as if now that they kind of own things, they care about doing things that are obvious even to them. And I believe were obvious last year to them in terms of what reduces crime and what causes it to increase.
Well, see, this is the disgusting aspect of the politicization of our culture. When it becomes convenient and you champion a cause because you're in control, or when you're not in control, you use that as a stick to poke into the eye of your opponent. And what damage do you do in terms of the psychological damage and the perception to, you know, to we the people? Go ahead.
Yeah, can I just say something? I mean, Democrats claim that they care about minorities, that they care about poor people. Where do they think the destruction and the riots have been occurring? Mm-hmm. I mean, they may go and be able to get crime to go back down, but the damage that's been done to these inner city areas as a result of the policies that they had over the last year, it's going to be with us for a long time. Do you think businesses are going to come back quickly?
Oh, no.
Who do you think owned many of the businesses in these areas that were destroyed? Who do you think worked in the jobs in those businesses that were destroyed? Who do you think primarily were the shoppers in the places where these businesses were destroyed? These were overwhelmingly black areas that bore the brunt of this damage.
Exactly.
It's going to be those individuals who are going to be having to pay the price for this kind of short-run political calculations that the Democrats were making on all this.
And the thing is, John, you know, we've had cities already that went through this that still haven't recovered. You know, over 10 years. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Over 50 years.
Yes.
50 years. Look at places like Detroit.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you still have areas of the city that were burnt out during the riots during the 60s that were never replaced.
Now, this is absolutely, absolutely heartbreaking as to what's going on. But again, this is what happens when things get politicized. This is why after the election, I asked everybody, I said, well, how's that politic thing working for you? You know, we've got to get back to first principles and the values that are there in our U.S. Constitution, that we care for one another. We care for our families, our kids, the next generation. We care for the rule of law. You cannot allow for lawlessness to run amok like it did during this past summer of love. And you know, you still have amazing. Amazing that you still have cities that are under control by these nefarious actors, and it's like I don't understand it, John. Why it's acceptable? What do they think the end game is here?
Look, I mean, I've had a hard time for a long time trying to figure out why blacks vote so overwhelmingly for Democrats. I mean, it's not just the crime issues. You look at things like school choice. I mean, who do you think is being harmed by the poor quality schools? I mean, any other product that you have, whether it be cars or computers or whatever, would we want the government to produce 90% of the cars or 90% of the computers, having a virtual complete monopoly and forcing people, if they want to go and send their kid to another school, have to pay twice, you know, not only the property taxes to support the public school, but then have to pay for a private school on the side?
Exactly.
You know, it's then those are the people that are being harmed the most by these things. Their children are not going to get the jobs that they could have gotten in the future. And yet, you know, this constant claim of racism by the Democrats against Republicans is really the only card that they have. At some point when the media finally, you know, gets to be honest about the impact of these policies, I think it will fall like a house of cards, but that day may never happen given how biased the media is. I mean, I look at things like Dr. Seuss books being pulled because they're supposedly racist. You know, if a book, you know, if somebody can actually point to specific racism in the books, I'd be happy to look at it. But I have a hard time believing that there's anything there. And
I'm with you on that as well, John. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. John Lott. You know, John, I'm often criticized because being Hispanic, last name like Martinez, it's obvious, right? And people say, well, how come you're not up for open borders? I said, because it's irresponsible. And to your earlier point, we're flooding these minority areas and zip codes of our nation with illegal people. And they don't honor the law. They're here illegally. They stay illegally. And, you know, they're really not set up in a way to where they can be successful. The odds are against them. We actually bring them here, allow them to come in. They overstay their visas. They're here illegally. They can't get a job. And so what do? They get involved in, you know, drug running, you know, sex trafficking, whatever they can do. Because, look, they've got to eat. There's got to be a way for them to earn a living. And where do these people reside? They reside in these minority communities. We're flooding these. It's not like they come across and they go, hey, let's move in next door to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. I mean, they are in these minority, and these minority communities are getting devastated, and they're like raising their hand going, hello, help, you know, what's going on here? And even local police are overwhelmed with the activity. And now you have the administration coming up with this, you know, decide, oh, we're just going to open up the borders, you know, don't come yet, you know, but because soon, you know, you're going to come. And we've already learned in terms of immigration, when people come and they are sponsored and they have wherewithal to support themselves, it works better for all concerned. But we want to throw away all that history and all that good science and you know, and proven policy. We want to throw that out the window just so that we can bring some, you know, what boils down to, sadly, some future Democrats into our country.
Right. Well, they've been a lot of young people have been coming across the border right now by themselves. The people that were being held in Mexico to go through the formal approval process that was working through, those people, that relationship with Mexico has ended, and they've been coming across. You know, you look at the vote in the last November election, you had a lot of communities right along the Mexican border in Texas and New Mexico that voted for Republicans this time. The congressional seat that was picked up in New Mexico was an area that had been strongly Democrat before, Hispanic area, that voted Republican. Trump did very well in terms of the votes along the border there for precisely the reasons that you're saying, that these are the communities that have borne the brunt of having this uncontrolled immigration that's been occurring. They've seen what Trump has accomplished, and they realize where their own interests are on
things.
That, you know, it's not like these communities are racist in any way. They know that they have limited resources, that if you're going to have people coming across the border just to go and get the different welfare benefits, the education benefits, health care benefits, and other things that are offered to people as soon as they come across the border, you know, that's not the right incentive to go and give to people. If people are going to be able to earn more money or whatever, be more productive here, that's one thing. But if they're coming across and putting strains on resources from schools to medical care, you know, the people that live in those communities are the ones that are going to bear the cost. This is not the crime issue, though. That there's also that, as you mentioned, the victim of the crime are the people who live in these minority communities. You know, I mean, that's not rocket science to go and figure that out.
Exactly. But, you know, but for some reason that part's omitted and doesn't want to be discussed. And here you have a president, Joe Biden, saying, hey, let's just open the gates, you know, open the gates, let's go. And where did that prove? And then, of course, all the controversy under in the Trump administration about kids in cages. And then we find out, you know, because the media just couldn't help themselves. They did have to do some reporting, had to report and realize that those cages were actually constructed by Barack Obama. And so now you've got Joe Biden, which is an extension, four more years of 8 years of misery under under Barack Obama. And, you know, the flood of immigrants. And we're still trying to deal with, you know, what are we going to do with the ones that have already been here? And they talk in terms, John, that it's 11 million. It's been 11 million people for two decades. It's more than 11 million. It's got to be it's got to be in the vicinity of 30 million illegal immigrants in our country right now.
Right. I had a former student of mine who had taken classes from me at the University of Chicago, who was the research director for the Department of Homeland Security for a while. And he basically told me that, you know, they were ordered to make changes to the data under both the Bush and the Obama administration that undercounted the number of illegal aliens that were in the country. You know, nobody believes those. No serious person believes those numbers that are
right.
There. And they were ordered to make changes for things like the number of people coming in. I don't believe those numbers either. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's, I was just working in the Department of Justice, during the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see the corruption at the top of the FBI in terms of, you know, how can you have the FBI go and spy on the political campaign of an opposing party and not have it leak? Well, the reason why it doesn't leak is because everybody at the top, whether it be Comey or McCabe or Strzok or others,
mm-hmm.
all agree with each other.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, what I learned when I was there is that political corruption just wasn't at the top. I had to go and deal with the data people in the FBI. And time after time, it was clear that you basically had that complete uniformity of views all the way down in the data people. I can give you lots of examples.
Well, see, this is, in part, John, just anecdotally here real quick, this is why it bothered me every time, you know, even Sean Hannity would say, well, 99% of the FBI, you know, they're pure, they're holy, it's just that 1%. That's impossible. You know, when you have leadership, you know, laying out the pattern and rewarding people for bad behavior, and, you know, you fall in line. You say, look, if I'm going to get promoted, I got to go along to get along. I mean, it's impossible that the rest of the people would not be affected to any degree.
Right. Well, it's not just that. They remove people. You know, one thing that didn't get a lot of attention during the Obama administration was in 2011, Obama removed a record 125 generals. Some of them had explicit reasons why they were supposedly removed, but others weren't given a reason. A former student of mine is the acting Secretary of the Army, and it's my understanding that the one common factor was that they were Republicans. Obama removed, fired a record number of generals. If Trump had tried to do something similar, the media would have gone absolutely nuts. I mean, they go nuts when he tried to remove the U.S. attorneys. Of course, Biden just fired all the U.S. attorneys, and you don't hear a peep
right, exactly.
out of the media mm-hmm. about it. And, who gets promoted? Who gets hired? Who gets put into key positions in the Department of Justice? I worked in the federal government in the 1980s. I was chief economist for the United States Sentencing Commission, and I work now. You know, one thing that was similar is that the vast majority of civil service at both points of time were Democrats. The one thing that was different this time is that people would tell you in just discussions that they were Democrats.
Wow.
So you'd be talking to them about an issue, and their response would be, well, they were a Democrat. And I was like, and that matters how? I mean, if you have an argument, if I'm wrong in the logic of my argument, then tell me what's wrong with my argument.
Yeah.
The fact that you're a Democrat is irrelevant to this. But the fact that they would just go and openly tell you that they were Democrats was just bizarre to me.
Yeah.
And, it's really, you have, the deep state is really there. It's amazing Trump was able to get done anywhere near as much as he was able to get done, because when you have a Republican president like Trump, he's swimming against this massive current of
exactly.
all the civil servants that are there. When you have a president like Biden or Obama, they're flowing with the current because they have all these people who basically agree with their agenda. I can give you a number of examples where Trump was trying to do the right thing in terms of regulatory reform, and basically the civil servants would slow walk what
right.
he was doing as much as possible.
Well, look what happened. Look what came out in the investigation over Ukraine and the way the civil servants presented themselves. I mean, it was an HR issue, and it was just a lot of, you know, pettiness on their part. It wasn't like they were doing their job. It was like as if, you know, and I use this analogy, John, from the book, you know, that you move their cheese and they were cranky. I mean, these are grown up adults that are, you know, there to serve the people, and they were more interested about themselves, and that was so obvious. And of course, the media just let it play out. But, you know, if anybody had any kind of discernment whatsoever that were watching, you know, these interviews and this investigation, in these hearings, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. And I'm going, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, I had to believe. And there's corruption raining like crazy. John Lott, thank you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research.
Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.